Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Doc. Sometimes they call him Lo. Some they call him Professor. And sometimes they call him the Relationship Guru. It's indeed a pleasure to present to the CEO of WBSW Radio and the Smithway Enterprise, none other than Dr. Lo. Make it do what it do.
Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Also on TikTok, you can
is our own Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith on Truth. We post on Truth. We run our shows on Truth as well. WBSW Radio, the internet station with the number 23. On Twitter, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Rock Lee. You can get us at WBSW Radio, the internet station with number 23. And on Tumblr Live, you can check us out at DrLowe-Blog. So you have many opportunities to be a part of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're an interactive station. And we're excited to have listeners and watchers in 41 countries. So we ask you on the six continents, if you are there and you are one of the listeners, be interactive. Share your thoughts. We want you to type in your answer for the question of tonight. The question is, are you fit for a relationship? We want you to think about it. We also want you to take this opportunity to register for WBSW Radio giveaway. And what we ask you to send your name along with a mean of transaction. And that's four means of transaction that we use as Cash App or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle. Send it to WBSW Radio, the internet station, 23@gmail.com, or LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. So we want you to be part of your question. You say, what is the giveaway? We give away hotel stay, varies from 5 nights to 6 days internationally. We have 3 trips that we're planning. That's going to be our New Year giveaway, and we're going to give away at least 3 trips, one to Paris, France, one to Bali, and Dubai. So we need you to get your name along with a means of transaction. We also give away gas vouchers, food voucher, gas card, gift card, and books, and many other things that we try to sow a seed in your life. That's why we ask for a means of transaction. We send seeds. We send what we can send to help you. The $5, $10, $20, $50, whatever it is, it can help you on that time. And we're excited that we're able to do that because we want to give back. So we ask you to consider sowing a seed with WBSW Radio at Cash App. You fit for a relationship. You can type yes, no. Yes, no. So that's one of those questions that requires a yes or no. You know whether you fit. Are you capable? Are you in a relationship now? Is it successful in a relationship? Or is it a healthy relationship? Or is it a toxic relationship? We want to talk about what's important to you. First of all, when we talk about being fit for a relationship, we want to first look at the meaning of being fit for a relationship. A lot of times people don't realize being fit for a relationship. But before we go to that point, we have to take this opportunity to introduce the Love Cafe. That is the name of our show tonight, The Love Cafe, the real love talk show that soothes your appetite. See, the Love Cafe menu includes start off with your appetizer and your starter, which is lust. See, when you talk about are you fit for a relationship, you're going to go through these four phases, which you see someone, meet someone, and you may like what you see. They tickle your inner self, and you lust at looking at them. The second phase of the menu is the entree. The entree is the attraction. That's when you want to get acquainted, that attracts you enough to want to talk with them, share things with them, find out what's going on with them. The dessert is the next phase, and the dessert is the attachment. See, that's where you come in, you find out what you like, and you're excited about it. So you're moving forward to a romantic relationship that you hope will give you a favorable outcome. And last but not least, sometimes it comes first, because the first thing they ask you in the Love Cafe or in any restaurant, they ask you, what do you want to drink? What is your beverage? And you may choose whatever beverage you choose. The libation that you want to have, great, that's awesome. But the libation or the beverage is the awakening. Are you awoke? Are you awake? Can you answer the question, are you fit for a relationship? And you need to think about where you are in life. And you want to look at how we focus on the Love Cafe. See, we broke love down into acronyms. And we're going to start off with the first acronym of love is L. See, love, and the L in love is listening. So you have to be an active listener to find out what's going on. So that skill of being active, listening what your relationship, you have to be loyal to your partner or loyal to your mate. See, one of the things you'll find out with me, I use mate more than partner, because partners in a business organization. You're not, when you're in a relationship, that is not a business. That is a mate that you're working to be, have a favorable outcome. Loyal. Are you loyal? Are you willing to show your loyalty to that person? Are you willing to betray that person? Are you just willing to be, to the point, loyal to that person regardless of ins and outs and ups and downs? The next thing in the L is love. So you have to know what love is and what love does. Is that you? Are you capable? So you might can answer the question, are you fit to be in a relationship? So our title tonight is Relationship Fitness. Just like if you say, am I fit? Do my BMI? Is it under the 30 it should be? I have good health. Do I meet what I'm supposed to be in my weight going with my side? So that's where you have to be, put yourself in a position you love. You got to love that person enough to be fit, whether it's physical, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, socially, and financially. The next situation in the L and the word we want to talk about is laughter. The relationship must have some laughter in it. You must have a smile every now and then. You must be able to talk and don't have a problem communicating with someone. Because if you're not an effective communicator, you're not going to be able to have any laughter. You're always going to be on edge. So if that's you, you need to seek some support from someone, whether it's through counseling or whether it's through therapy, to get yourself in a position so you can laugh and enjoy life. I tell everybody, I no shame in my game. When I was seeking to be the best version of myself, I seek counseling from someone who didn't have skin in the game. And that person allowed me to grow. And I've been with them for many years now, working on me being the best version of me. I want to be the best version. I don't want nobody to tell me how good they see me. I want to walk away to know that I am the best version of myself, because now I laugh. I always had laughter. It was amazing. I look back. Let me share this with y'all right quick. I was looking back at some pictures from high school, and I finished high school working on almost, I'm going to say, close to 50 years. And one of the young ladies that sent me a picture going back in that day, put on back, Lowe is a very funny guy. He keeps you excited. He keeps you pumped up. And that's what it was on back. I'm looking at that picture today, and we're talking about many, many blue moons. And that's why laughter is important. It's good for the soul. My father was an individual like that. He'll tell you a joke, and you'll laugh at it. He would never take a smile. He saw laughter coming from you. See, the next thing is likability. Are you likable? Ask yourself, are you likable? If you're likable, you fit. You're in line to be in a relationship, because if someone don't like you, then how can you be in a relationship? First of all, you got to like yourself. Are you likable when you think about yourself and where you are in life? See, it's important that we can be able to look in the mirror and see the reflection and be excited about what we see. Don't just say, we look at somewhere, this is me. But see, if you know you're not fit, you know you don't meet the mentally aspect. You don't meet the physical part. You're not meeting the emotional part. You're not meeting the financial part. You're not even meeting the spiritual part. So those well-being as well as social, you are not fit to be in a relationship. So are you likable? Do you like what you see in the mirror? The next L is lovable. Are you lovable? Are you lovable? Ask yourself. You do the right thing so people can say, that guy is powerful. He's excited. I like him. I like him. He's lovable. He's one I can love. That's what it's all about. Then we move to the O in the love cafe. The O acronym is overcoming challenges that we experience every day. Being observant of where you are around. Let me tell you one thing that's causing people to lack the ability to be observant for everything going around, because they're always on that supercomputer, which is their cell phone. Everywhere you go, you walk out, you're looking at the phone. You have to be observant. In a restaurant, put the phone down so you can observe what's going on. You can see what the menu is really all about, because the love cafe off a menu that include lust, include attraction, include attachment, include awakening, which is the beverage. So truly make sure you able to be observant. The next thing is open-minded. Are you open-minded? Or do you have a closed mind because you was told this is what I have to do? Are you willing to change and make adjustment? You know, if you want to be the best version of yourself, you have to assess yourself. Then as a requirement of change, you have to make, because we have to make change every day and be the best version of ourselves. Oneness. Are you willing to be oneness with someone? Not being selfish. I want you to be selfless to make sure you're in the position to be successful. Open-heartedness. Do you have to open? Are you open-hearted? Do people have to kind of nudge you to show how they really are? We all have a part that shows our weakness that we are open to understanding. See, love comes from the heart and the soul. See, open-heartedness means that your heart is open to be to love and be loved. The next version, you know me, overlooking fault. We all have fault. See, it's amazing how people come in and try to find out what's going on with you, not checking out what's going on with them. See, they'll find fault in you, but they can't find fault in yourself. I said we're going through a situation even in our culture, the black culture now. We're finding fault with one gender than the other gender instead of sitting down and accepting accountability so we can be the best version of whatever our culture requires to be. It's amazing. 60 years back, beyond back, we'll look back. We had families, our family and our people love one another. See, we call them put the silent generation, but we was a lot better than we are now. We got so many more accessibility, but truly are we overlooking our foster being in the love cafe is value. What are your values? See, you can't be in a relationship if you don't know what your values are. Vulnerable. See, a relationship requires you to be vulnerable. Put the wall down. Put your guard down. Let yourself love and be loved. The next thing is vision. Do you have vision? Do you have vision? Validate. Can you validate someone else without worrying about someone validating you? Because you know about what you see. You know about what you hear. Viability. Are you viable? Are you willing to allow things to happen? To do what you're supposed to do, but also recognize others. Is you vibrant? Is you mean you look excited? You thankful that God has blessed you to be where you are in life? Vigorous. Are you grind at it? You're going to go get it because you know you're going to be vigorous what you do. And the next thing is a virtual man and a virtual woman. You don't have to say much. You go into the Bible and read the Bible. What's a virtual man and a virtual woman? The E is everything. And the love cafe is everything. Meaning if you're going to be in this relationship, you want a favorable outcome, you have to give everything. You can't even put 80% in and keep 20% out. You can't do to a fearful. See, you're afraid that it may not be successful. But life is not filled with everything that's successful. We have to go through things. We go through school. We go through marriages. We go through dating. We go through jobs. And we can't. We put everything in because we want to be successful. Why can't we do that for our relationship? Why can't we do that so we can have real love? That's what this talk show is all about, soothing your appetite. The other E is everlasting. See, the idea of being in a relationship, your idea of being in a relationship, not to be in there for a temporary time. See, you can only be in a relationship everlasting or long-lasting when you, first of all, identify why you're there. See, you got to be intentional about being in a relationship, intentional about dating. Just don't go out there. If you're telling me you've been with somebody 2 years, 10 years, 2 years, 3, I'm going to go back. They don't want to make you, you know, sign that legal document. That tells you they really just wanted to get what they could get. Stop giving them the wife part when you ain't really a wife. Make sure you put yourself in a position that you want to give everything because you know what? Both is giving. You know, we respond to people when they respond to us. See, if somebody else giving everything, that puts us in a position that we can give to. And we'll give. give everything so we can reap the benefit of a favorable outcome. And that's the ultimate goal. The next thing is excitement. You keep excitement. And everybody figure excitement is always getting, let's go somewhere for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, you can have excitement every day. Because what you can do is you make sure your mate and yourself excited about seeing each other. You can't be afraid of one another. If it is, you got to stay away from each other. But you, when you're excited, you want to see that person. See, it's amazing when we first get into a relationship. Amazing Kimberly Wilson and Kim Payne. Just amazing. When you get first, you get excited about that person. You want to be around that person. And you just, whatever goes, we know it's going to move in the right direction. And as time, instead of keeping that excitement going throughout the time, you know what we do? We find fault in one another. That we can't be excited about each other. And you have to have, if you want to love, you got to be excited about loving. Easy going. You can't come in there with you being disagreeable. And you're not able to compromise. You're a person that's not friendly. You can't go in a relationship like that. See, you got to go in a relationship being a person. You know, ain't nobody saying you got to do things like everybody think that they're being agreeable. You're not sitting there going back and forth over something. It's amazing. I listen to and watch some of these talk shows. I see these talk shows, and especially these judge or the legal shows where someone being sued. The judge asks them a question, and it's just required yes or no answer, but they want to go into detail. Is that you? When somebody asks you a question, do you always got to go and explain everything before you? It requires a yes or no. Not to spend your time. That means you're not agreeable. You're not going to go along with things. You're not too friendly. You just don't know. When you're disagreeable, you're not friendly. And you have to work hard on being friendly. You have to work hard. And we're always talking about with your, make sure you're agreeable. You know, you're able to compromise. You're able to be friendly. You work on how we're going to be fit. See, this show is about fitness. You know, it's about relationship fitness. So you run around and say it falls in the right place. Sometimes it's going to fall to the ground. So you got to make sure you're fit and you're in a good position to be successful. The next thing is truly elegant. And you don't have to be walking around here with your nose up in the air, snotty, to be elegant. Carry yourself in that manner. Speak in that manner, in an elegant way. See, love is all about you are elegant and you know you are. See, nobody has to tell you that. We have empathetic and change. See, that's one of the biggest things that people, empathy. See, one of the things we always say about, we say we identify with a man lacks the ability sometimes to have empathy. See, in a relationship, you have to have empathy. You have to look out for others because you have a mate that you're going to look out and they're going to look out for you. And you got to be enchanting. You definitely have to do it. Just like they said, you come with the flowers. You send the flowers. You send the notes. You do all the things that are enchanting, that sparkles you. You can hear about many of the stories through Walt Disney's world, and they talk about enchanting forests. That means that forest has some keep you smiling. That relationship should do the same thing. The next thing is endearing. Are you endearing? You have to be an endearing person. You care about those persons. You're going to make sure. It's not always, what can I do for you? I want to make it happen for you. I'm going to be there. But don't come in without having a conversation. You remember I went back and shared in the beginning about intentional. Be intentional. Start off intentional what you need and what you want out of this relationship. Too many times, I'm going to tell you our biggest thing is, we get in a relationship 2 years later and say, what was your intent when you met that person? Oh, we didn't talk about it. So you shouldn't even be in that relationship. You need to be in a relationship where y'all have a discussion about intent. You want to be, what is your outcome? What are you looking for? You want something favorable. If you're going to spend my time and my energy, which I control, I give you the opportunity, and you give me that opportunity, I want to see a favorable outcome. I don't have time to spend, you know, this process to go 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. Why are you going 10 years with somebody? You're wasting the time that you could be putting in where you could have a favorable outcome. Because that's not a favorable outcome with somebody when they can't make a commitment. They're not intentional. So you keep that in mind. Now, love, as an acronym, we put it all together. All the things I just shared with you add up to empowerment. See, love empowers you, gives you the ability to be patient. It gives you the opportunity to be caring, humble. Most of our show, and she continued to listen to the show, and she texted me and let me know some things. She shared with us, she said one of her biggest things in the big, the 4 C's, which makes 5 C's, is consistency. Our biggest problem is we meet somebody, they call you every day, text you every day, but after a month, they don't want to even, you won't hear from them. That, you lack consistency. That tells you when people show themselves, believe what you see. You don't have time to think of anything. Love is dedication. Love is support. You know, you got to be able to support. We said you're having challenges. We talk about when you're not fit, you need to seek some help, a support service, so you can get fit. If you're not relationship fit, you need to go see a counselor. You need to go see a therapist so you can get fit. Encouraging. So you must encourage your mate. You got to make sure you tell them, we got this. We're going to do that. See, I always tell people, God got me. All that you have to, you don't have to do is, you don't have to pray for me. I pray for myself because I know God got me. And he's going to make sure he put me in the right place. He also will put me in a position so I can understand compromise. Do you understand compromise? I'm asking that because a lot of people don't understand compromise. Compromise is not saying that you're giving up on whatever you believe, but you're coming to terms that we're going to work it out. Unique. Are you unique? Your relationship can be unique. What is your problem? Why can't your relationship be unique? You know why? Because on day one, when you met that person through the associate stage and you wanted to move to the acquaintance stage, then you wanted to move to the friendship stage, then you wanted to move to the romantic, but you never told them what your years later complaining, I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know what she's going to do. You never had a conversation. Now it's time, I tell you, it's time to pack it. Everything is sometimes a challenge, but you don't give up because God be blessing you. We have some awesome sponsors, and I always try to take time to recognize sponsors because, you know, help pay a few bills here and now. And we're glad they will invest in what we're doing, what we try. This is Tri-Stat LLC, Mr. William Scott.
Tri-Stat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tri-Stat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
It's awesome. That's how he rolls. That's Mr. William Scott with his awesome group at Tri-Stat LLC. They meet your consulting needs. Just give them a call. His direct line is 334-320-5438. Let's move forth with our agenda or format tonight. First, as we was talking about what does it mean about relationship fit. The title is Relationship Fitness, so we're going to cover a lot. Fitness is a lot of things, especially your five well-beings that we focus. We've added number 6 in there as well. When we're talking about relationship fitness, what it means, you have to truly look at pushing past the hurt. Pushing past the hurt, the humiliation, the miscommunication, and self-love that are often misguided and damage the relationship. That's what relationship fit is not. See, you have to push past those things. See, if you're being hurt by someone, that's a toxic relationship. That's not a healthy relationship. Miscommunication, y'all, self-love is important, but a lot of times we focus on ourselves more than we can focus on anybody else. That's why I said self-love is often misguided, and it damages a relationship. See, a fit relationship exercises rules that push you to make wise choices. See, a fit relationship is all about making wise choices. That means you got to work on a communication skill. It can't be no miscommunication. You got to be able to understand the characteristics of a healthy relationship. One is self-love. The fourth one we always talk about is effective communication. See, you have to make a wise choice. And you have to be purposely working to build a better you. See, I said earlier, remember I mentioned earlier as I went to my administrative moment, minister moment, when I was sharing some things with you about the Love Cafe. One of the things I said is that I took the opportunity to address being the best version of myself. Yes, I go to counseling, no problem, twice a month. Because you know what? I want to be a better me. I want to build a better me so I can be in a position so I can know what true love and real love is. So if you make it a purpose to build a better you and the relationship you want to have will last. See, our ultimate goal to be in a relationship is for it to be long-lasting, especially if it's a romantic relationship. That's why I tell you to be intentional. See, to be intentional, you must be fit. Intentional on that's a step right there. When you start off, somebody said, when do you start? When it's too early, when it's too late? I was telling everybody, you meet someone as an associate, you get that name, that's it. When you get into the state where you're turning numbers over to each other and you want to be acquainted with that person, you know what it is here? That means you're moving in the direction you want to move, because that means you're being friendly toward each other. See, you want to be cooperative, you want to be agreeable, and you want to be friendly. See, start with those three to be your best version of yourself. See, so you want to build so you have a relationship that lasts, like to a favorable outcome. That's why be intentional. Stop just going out here being casual with people. You know, if you're intentional in a relationship, you understand that I'm intentional about it. So we're not going to go and step into a phase of life where we're not willing to be married, but we're willing to care. You can't do that. I don't care how lonely you are. That won't replace, a child will not replace how alone you are. You need to get some help so you can get yourself in the right position to be successful. See, relationships, most of them are residual, and fit relationships, particularly, are those that approach a challenge for unify and team perspective. See, if you're not in a relationship to be a team, or become one, then you are wasting all the important time, because that's the one you control. See, we got to call this we-ness. That's something I want you to document. When you're unified and you got a team perspective, it's a we-ness. It's not an I-ness. It's a we-ness and an us-ness. That's what you want to do. See, fit relationships are based on empathy. Remember, I said that word, but some people struggle with empathy. Caring about others, doing for others, got a problem for others. Compassion, are you a compassionate person? Are you respectful? I want to ask you again, are you fit for a relationship? You may be in a marriage, and you may just be in a relationship. But are you really fit? Sit down and assess yourself. Take a pro and con chart. Write down each day what occurred the day before or what occurred that day. Write down the pros and the cons. Then address these things, whether they're pros and cons, so you can be the best version of yourself. See, these criteria are so important before you enter a relationship. You know, I told you, before you go into a relationship, and after the associates day, when you get acquainted, when you decide you want to, because that person makes you tingle and makes you excited, you got to be intentional. Are you intentional about dating and a relationship? Let me give a shout out to quite a few people that have joined us. I hadn't done that as of now. We'll give a shout out to Gwendolyn McCray. Thank you so much. Karen Copeland, she's joining us. We have Wilson underscore, and I'm going to say it's N-A-A. Kimberly underscore, Kimby underscore really bright. So that's Kimberly Bright. Thank you so much. We also have Trey Barnes joining us. We have Victor 593. We also have Lady D. Thank you for taking time. Andre Johnson is joining us. Daddy Lacey Zero. Thank you so much. We also have Damon. Thank you so much. Then we said we'll go ahead and stroll up because we've got a couple comments here. We have Boo. Thank you so much for joining. Wanda Garner 366 joining us. Thank you. Romaine Brunson. Thank you for taking time. Danita Jones 68. Thank you. Remember Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Give you that shout out. Thank you so much for joining us. We have several others, and I'm just going to call out a few. We have Mike Lowry at 379. Thank you. We have Jerome Williams, Stephen 139. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Rudolph Ness 7. Thank you so much. Theodore Big Swank Steele. Thank you for joining us. We have Nate Mallory. Antonio Harrison, M. Franklin, 204. Thank you, each and every one of you all. There are many more that's joining us, and I'm slowly giving them a shout-out as we move forward. The next thing is we're talking about criteria for being fit to enter a relationship. Here's a list of criteria that you can use to make sure you're fit. See, these are crucial qualities. Number one, in heartbreak, when things don't go your way, you're not fit for entering a relationship. The ability to tolerate another person's quirks and bad habits without going completely insane. Can you tolerate those quirks? Their bad habits. If you can, you're moving toward being fit for a relationship. The willingness to compromise, because let's face it, relationships are all about give and take. So I want to share this with you. Life is all about give and take. So you're going to give something so you can receive something. You have to sometimes, when you say compromise, you have to give up something to get something. It's not always going to be your way. You have to have a sense of humor is the next. If you don't have a sense of humor where you can laugh off small things and avoid going or getting too serious, you don't need to be in a relationship. A good memory. You remember everything that hit you to the point that causes you to create an emotional situation for you, mentally, physical. But you also got to remember you have to have a good memory so you can not forget important dates. Yes, you don't have it said, and I think that throws a lot of light on things that women remember all anniversary, all when you first met each other, every date you had, remember everything as things. But you know, man, remember how to change when the oil is to be changed, make sure there's gas in the car. He remember those things because he know it has to be done. But we got to realize people write down things as well. It's important. That's how you have a good memory. Write it down. text is ability to communicate effectively. Because no one wants to be in a relationship with a mute. Think about that. No one wants to be in a relationship with a mute. I mean, if you truly, people ain't responding. That person not responding. So I ask you, work on your ability, and ask you to work on your ability to communicate effectively. That's being able to be an active listener, being the one being able to think about, critically think about what you heard, and then being able to articulate your response. See, that's effective communication. And the next thing is a love. It is a love for food. I'm telling you, because when you're going out dating, you're intentionally for a favorable outcome, you're going to try different foods. Your food is the good of the whole relationship together. See, if you go out and you always want to eat hamburgers, I don't want to eat hamburgers all the time I go out. You want to go out, you may want to go and eat other food, whatever it may be. It might not be. So we have to come together and be on one accord in regards to that. Respecting each other. Because some people get allergic to certain seafood. So they don't eat much seafood. They don't want to take no chance. See, you also keep in mind the criteria that I just shared with you. If you possess these criteria or possess the qualities, then I'm going to congratulate you. You're fit to enter a relationship. And I want you to write them down. And I'm going to post these on each one of the websites, social media sites, about critical qualities to be in a relationship. Is that you? Is that you? And we want to know, is that you? We want to give a shout out to our next sponsor, because we have to make sure we pay a few bills here. It's always good to pay a few bills. Soap Gym is by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344, or go to Facebook, type in Jennifer with one N Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Go to Facebook, type in Jennifer Jackson or Charlie's Angels. You can contact Ms. Jennifer Jackson. DM, and you can find some of the products that she has available through her company, that's Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. Some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama as well as Georgia. We want to give a shout out also to Awesome Restaurant. And I say awesome because I enjoy going there. It's enjoyable. Down from where I am to this is Mary Ruth's restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home cooked food in a family friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. In meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
We're going to give a shout-out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. The Corners, member 587 attorney and Beta 5, Beta Sorority Incorporated, their husband and wife, Brother Marvin Lala Smith, and his wife, Sarah Katrina Roper Smith. Give a shout out to both of them. And you want to give them a call, that's 334-549-0950. And you can make a cater your social event, whatever it may be. So that's Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Let's move to what makes a mate a good fit. And I'm going to share a couple things. We're going to move the agenda because we're already at 6:54. An ideal partner, an ideal mate, is a physically affectionate and sexually responsive. See, an ideal partner is easily affectionate and responsive on many levels. For example, physically, emotionally, and verbally. See, they are personally show and demonstrate warmness and tenderness. If you have someone like that, you have a great opportunity to have a good mate. See, determining if someone, and I'm going to share this, and we're going to move forward on whether you see someone and whether they fit and they can be, you can be in a situation to be successful and long-lasting. See, determining if someone is a good match can depend on a variety of factors, include shared values, mutual respect, effective communication, and emotional compatibility. Those are the ones that's so important, because if you want to spend your time with that person, you got to feel that they share the values that you have. They have mutual respect for you and others. They also effective communication. They listen. They think about what they heard. Then they articulate to you. They also have an understanding of your values. Then they are emotional compatible. I said emotional mature. See, one of the things, the emotional IQ is so important. It has a relationship that may have been because people lack the ability to operate based on the mature way of dealing with their emotions. See, they operate on feelings. See, when they get upset, always one of our co-hosts that's on our show, on our Tuesday night show, Pastor Eddie Pratt, he always said he's a relationship guru, I call him. He's a coach, along with he's just a pastor that loves his individuals and want to help and make a difference. He always said that when people get upset, and it's just like someone driving the car based on feelings. See, and the thing about it, and their emotion, so they're so angry. And they don't know how to respond. And outside of the window, knocking on the window, is that what we call reality. Let's operate in reality. Let's not operate based on feelings. See, when people tell I feel, I tell them, I don't want to know what you feel. I want to know what you believe and what you think. Because your feelings change every minute. And we have to make sure that if we're looking for a good fit in a mate, we have to realize that they must be mature enough in their well-being, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, financially, and they say they must be able to respond with you physically affectionate and sexually responsive. That's your ideal mate. That's what you're looking for. That's the fit you're looking for. Also, we want to know how do you know? You might ask the question, how do I know someone is fit? How do I fit with someone else? Am I fit? One of the key things is compatibility. Focus on compatibility. It's an important factor to consider when you begin dating someone. Remember I said compatibility. That's why you go to the associate stage, you meet someone. When you get to acquainted, you're discussing some things. Now you want to say, I feel like I'm compatible. They say I'm compatible to you. Then we need to be intentional about this. The things we mentioned in Love Cafe about loyal. See, when you're intentional, you're loyal. You're open-minded. You're observant. You just love and know how to love. You're able to overcome many challenges. And you also you can validate each other. See, there's nothing wrong with validating each other. Have a vision, and you're able to be vulnerable. You have shared values. That's what you have when you meet a mate, somebody that fit. That's relationship fit for you. See, we have to know that being compatible with someone is when you feel, not I feel, because it's the emotion. I also want to let them know I really enjoy when we're talking about things that relate to the Love Cafe. In the E, it said you can be overjoyed. In the O, it's overjoyed, but you have to be excited. You have to be easygoing. All of these things play. See, when you do that and understand that you have a understanding of love, the acronym love, then you know when you empower yourself. So you can know that you fit because you are emotionally, physically, mentally, socially, spiritually, financially, you're able to communicate effectively. That tells you that you're fit for someone. The next thing you want to look at right quick, what does a relationship fit person look like? Tell me. Can you think about what that person looked like? See, a fit person can respond effectively to normal life situations, such as raking leaves at home, stocking shelves at a part-time job, marching in a band at school. See, a fit person also responds to emergency situations. See, a fit person master the well-being of life, as I just said, such as physical, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, socially. That's what a fit person do. And the last thing about your mate and having respect for each other, you have to respect others' independency. Where they can't make their own decision without fear of retribution or retaliation. See, now you're going into the abuse part. You should have shared decisions. And these are signs when you know you're on the right track, because you can trust that person because you trust yourself. You can communicate because you're effectively talking to them. You are patient with that situation, with the relationship. It's empathy in that relationship and affection. Those are the things that push you in a situation where you are able to be fit, you're able to have a successful relationship, and that's what it looks like on you. That's you. And the last thing we want to touch bases on, and before I do that, I want to play one. I have two more sponsors that I make sure I get to and play their promo so we can get paid. We like getting paid. Y'all got to remember that. We like paying bills. But we don't pay bills, we're not going to have the success we need to have. L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. We talk about hard work. They're the manicure expert. Give them a call and the number to give Mr. Anthony Stallworth. We call him Tony, Tony Stallworth. The number is 334-300-7401. Give him a call or go to Facebook, DM him at Anthony Stallworth on Facebook. The last thing we want to talk about is some traits are so important to a relationship. Then, see, we're going to come back, and we always like to do a part two to it because it's important. See, some traits or characteristics that you must develop to strengthen your fitness in your relationship. Number one, you need to work tremendously on respect. You have to respect others so they have respect for you. See, every human being craves and deserves respect. That's including you. So take it. Go a long way into a sweetening relationship, reminding people why they appreciate you. Trust. Trust is an amazing word. Because understanding is so important that we're able to trust others. See, the key is to trust first and give your partner room for errors. See, most of the time you don't trust your partner because you don't trust yourself. Independence. Are you an independent person and you really, really are willing to allow somebody to be independent so that you can have a wholesome life? See, it's important that you spend time alone. I just give you a list of things that's so important. I'm going to shout out to Alisa Johnson that's joining us. We have Cassius Starks joining us, Christopher Womack joining us, several individuals that's joining us. And finally, as we get ready to close out, we want to talk about something that's so important, the benefits. True enough, but are you ready for a healthy relationship? Before we do that, we want to play our last promo before we close out. We want to give a credit to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated that is supporting us, and we support them. I want to give a shout out to what they're doing in the community, especially in South Central Alabama. On November the 18th, they fed Thanksgiving dinner, free Thanksgiving. They provided free Thanksgiving dinner to the resident of Georgiana, Alabama. They fed over 85 people that had a free Thanksgiving dinner. December the 6th, those same brothers went to the nursing home. They were broadcast live on one of the local television stations, WAKA TV, going to the nursing home, providing 85 blankets for the resident of Georgiana Health and Rehabilitation Center. It was not, they didn't stop there. They got a call from Luverne, Alabama, which is about 30 miles away. Their nursing home, the resident even saw that and was telling the worker, said, it's possible we can get them to come bring a blanket. So those brothers got together and provided 154 blankets for those residents. We give a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. They're doing some awesome things. And we got to understand, you make it do what it do, they lead and never follow.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama, for doing what your motto said, culture for service and service for humanity. Keep doing what you're doing. We are excited to be part of this. WBSW Radio, the internet station, partnering with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. So truly, we have a healthy relationship, and we're going to keep doing it going into 2024. Are you ready? And we're ready. As we partner with Tri-Stead, we partner with Mary Ruth, we partner with Soap Gems by Jackson Griffin, we partner with L&G Lawn Service, Star Wars Lawn Service, LLC. We partner with just the community, and we truly thank you. We have listeners and watchers in 41 countries on 6 continents. We are so excited to get ready to go into 2024. God has blessed us. It's 6 years, except the past September, 6 years we've been broadcasting, and we have 22 shows, and we're excited to be able to bring each and every one to you all. Thank you all for being listeners, and as we get ready to close out, I want to share with you, I want to say to you, are you ready for a healthy relationship? Ask yourself this, and think about some of the common signs that may indicate your readiness. First of all, you must feel comfortable with yourself. One of the co-hosts on our Monday night show and also host of Tell the Truth Primetime, Lisa Levine, always said, if you have a toxic relationship with yourself, you can't have a relationship of success with someone else. You're going to have a toxic relationship with them. So feel comfortable with yourself. Have a good sense of self-awareness. Be emotionally available. Having the desire to share your life with someone else. Being able to communicate and compromise effectively. Knowing if you're ready. Keep that in mind. Knowing if you are ready to be in a relationship. Truly, these are some things you need to work on. And finally, you are ready when you master the following well-being, such as physical, mentally, emotionally, socially, spiritual, and financial. Once you do that, you will be successful. It was awesome coming before you tonight. I tell you, as I look at my network, it's just jumping from place to place, but God is so good. Thank you for each and everyone who's been on the show tonight, sharing with us. When it goes out, we don't get upset. We just go and do what we're supposed to do to make sure we can be successful. So what we want to say to each and every one, thank you all for being a part of. Thank you on Tumblr Live. I see Free Forming Ideal is one of the many others that's clicking on entertainment. Truly, God is so good. Big Daddy joining us. East Daddy's Johnson. Excuse me. Lachey joining us. Super Dragon joining us. There's many that's joining us all over the United States and all over the world. Thank you so much. Have an awesome New Year's. New Year's Eve. Take care of yourself. Let's go into 24. being blessed and thankful and grateful for what God has done for us because he has brought us a mind and all things. I want to tell you I love you, coming from my heart, and I'm going to say Happy New Year's to you. Happy 2024. God got some things that are for you and for us as well. This is a weakness. Keep that in mind. It's a weakness. Do what you need to do. Be successful. Love your family and love everyone around you. Because you know what? I love you all because it's from my heart. And as we close out, I want to share with each and every one of y'all, God has blessed us in many ways. But I think about going into 2024, my mom's transition in 2007, my dad transitioned in 2020 along with my sister, oldest sister, but we truly miss them. But we know when we're going to 2024, the siblings that are living, and God, if six of us that are living, God has blessed us and blessed this Smith family. With seeds that are going to take us in a new generation and take us in a new millennium. God is so good. We thank each and every one of you all for being a part of this. So as we get ready to close out, I want to truly go back to playing this song because it was important. It was one of the first songs that I truly recorded to be as a part of our show. Thank you so much. We don't only write to the music, but we want to play it because we love you. And we want you to be blessed, grateful, and thankful. God got you as you go into 2024. This is a song.
Amen. Coming, hell, it's like I've been running. Is my mind playing tricks on me? Is she one up for me? If I had to testify, I could only say she's the truth. It's like prayers went up and sent me you. Now I wasn't looking, I was fine on my own. Could come and go as I please, nobody questioning me. I don't know when things begin to change. You came and turned all around. Got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the top, best thing I got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good, you keep that cooking good, best thing for sure. Your love by settling on me, like a kid in a blanket, made it hard for me to leave. And you gave me new love, kind I never ever seen. And I'm eternally thankful. Got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the job, best thing I got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good, you keep that cooking good, best thing for sure. Got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the job, best thing I got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good, you keep that cooking good, best thing for sure.
It's hard for me to picture, I feel like a picture, look what I've been missing. You turned it all around, look what I've done down, I can't.